Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Who ordered the weather platter? A little drizzle, a little freezing rain, a little snow, sleet, a gloom of night, mosquitoes, locusts. I mean, we seem to have gotten everything in the last few days, but we'll get through it. We're here with Beach and Company. Hang on. Yes, we've got a little salt, a little pepper, a little seltzer down your pants. We got everything here on the show today. Now, I could hardly wait to get back on the air again today because yesterday I went to Rock Burger. Now, keep in mind I paid for it, okay? I did not get anything for free, nothing. But, Tony, it's as good as you said it was. It's perhaps even better than you said it was. It was great. The owner, Jay, came over. We had a little chat. That was very nice. I ordered the, let's see, I got the menu here. Rocky ravioli, stuffed with deep-fried ravioli, Parmesan cheese, topped with red sauce, mozzarella, Romano, and dried parsley, along with sage, rosemary, and thyme. It was fabulous.
It sounds so good. That's one of my things I have to try.
Yeah, and they have another one I'm going to try next time. It's right next to it on the menu. They got so many things on the menu, you could go there for a year and not repeat anything. And they're all fun, and it's good. It's real good. And you know, something that happened that never happens, never, ever, but it happened there yesterday. You know when you're eating a cheeseburger, mm-hmm. and you pick it up with two hands and you start to eat the cheeseburger? What happens is the bun disappears. There's always more cheeseburger and cheese and left without the bun, and you end up eating it with a fork. This one, right to the last fork, including the last fork, it stayed in the same size as the bun. It was unusual, very unusual. And my partner, the lady with a particular set of skills, known as Bernadette, she loved hers too, and she ate the whole thing, and it was a monster burger. It was really good. And I did see one. I did see one guy came in, and he obviously asked about the challenge. They have a Rocky Mountain, Can You Conquer the Mountain? Three stuffed half-pound burgers of your choice on one bun, topped with two rock rolls, and surrounded by rock fries, rings, and tots. The challenge, all the food on the plate in 10 minutes, and you will get a free T-shirt and your picture on the wall. So I see he asked about the challenge. He was not aware of it. He asked one of the servers, and the server pointed it out, and then he kind of blanched.
Joe's going to do it.
Joe's going to do it. I really don't, Joe, because you're a slim guy. I don't know how you could fit that much food in there.
Well, just because I'm slim doesn't mean I don't have the appetite. And, you know, it'd be a smart morning, right? So I plan on doing it in the afternoon. So the morning would literally consist of maybe just a vegetable, just to get everything
just
running.
Just a little something.
Right. You don't want it to be the first thing you eat because you won't finish it.
No, no, no.
But I think after like 2 or 3 weeks of doing this diet, I will be in perfect condition to finish that challenge in 10 minutes. I will be hungry enough.
Well, we're counting on it. And if it's at all possible, I think we should even go and support him by being there.
Yeah, that's why. Hopefully you do it on a Saturday. This way I could show up there right after work, go there, and cheer you on.
Well, we'll pick up what you don't eat.
Yeah.
he'll say to you, you're going to finish
that's
that?
That's what he's hoping for. That's what he's
exactly.
hoping for. But I think we'll all plan it together. So maybe we could be there, maybe have
that
it on Facebook.
I wouldn't even try that. It's so much. I've been in three eating contests in my life. I've won them all, but this would be too much for me. It's too much food.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
But it's good.
Young me could do it.
Young Tony the Devourer.
Yeah.
I know someone who might be able to do it.
Who?
He shows up here around 11 o'clock.
Ken?
Works. In the newsroom?
Oh, Puckett.
He might be able to. Yeah.
He could be our guy. I can see us over there. You know, where he's got a towel around his neck and we're rubbing his shoulders. Come on, Puckett. You can do it. Come on. Uphold the glory of WBEN.
I'll start the wave in the audience.
Maybe we can have shirts made.
Yeah, that's it. I was chatting with Jay back and forth a little bit yesterday, trying to give him some ideas, because I told him, I said, look, Jay, I have to catch Sandy. Sandy already has a dish named after him. I need a burger named after me. But the ideas I gave him, he had already tried.
Yeah.
And items that may come back that I was like, wow, this would be amazing.
You know, I think we're in a period of time now where restaurants are experimenting a lot with different types of offerings, where they put things together that you would not normally think would be put together. And it's interesting, and I think the patrons benefit from that.
I wonder how much that has to do with the success of Food Network and the Cooking Channel.
Oh, I think a lot.
Because one of the items I've seen Jay post in the past is something I saw on Cooking Channel, except they didn't do it quite the way that Jay would do it, and I'm certain that it's not as good, but it's an excellent idea. It's a Crab Rangoon burger.
The Crab Rangoons.
Yes.
I think that's a basketball team.
Have you had Crab Rangoon from Chinese restaurants, Joe?
I have not, but that sounds delicious.
You've been Rangoonless all your life, Joe?
I really have.
Virgin Rangoon?
Here's the problem. I'm not as adventurous as I'd like to be when I go to restaurants. I kind of just always...
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
I kind of like to, I'll say, hey, I'm going to try this time. But I always seem to shift back to my comfortable order.
You told me your favorite dish is standing up in a hammock. And that's that's really hard to find. It really is.
I have a lot of fans. So.
I bet you do. Now, we got a lot to talk about today. And when we get back, we're going to do it. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. When I was coming in, it had just started to snow in Pendleton. And I got to work before there was much of anything to be concerned about. And there wasn't that much traffic on the road. How about you guys? Tony, you came in the last. How was the driving?
Well, first of all, when I woke up this morning, there was nothing outside. And by the time I left, it was already time to brush off the truck. The drive was slow, 40 miles an hour for most of Niagara Falls Boulevard. And then once I got on the Sweet Home, and I have to find a better way, it was way too slow. It took me half an hour just to travel Sweet Home to the radio station.
Sweet Home has been a problem this winter once they had to close part of it. And it goes alongside UB. Once they had to close part of it, it's always been slow. So, yeah, maybe you find an alternative route.
Yeah, it's just so much traffic. And the other thing I question is, why is it when it snows and we get events like this, people find it necessary to drive like idiots? What's the purpose of cutting someone off so you could get one vehicle ahead? Is it going to make that much difference to your arrival time?
No, this is an age-old question. It doesn't make any sense. But people don't make any sacrifice. Instead of leaving at 7:15, they have to leave at 7:20. And so they're always behind the eight ball as far as getting into work on time. And as we're talking about, if the traffic just slows down, everybody gets to where they're going. There's far fewer accidents, And you're not going to gain that much by driving like an idiot, like Tony just pointed out.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, you go from one lane to the other, no direction. Let me just pull right over in front of you. I don't care if you have to jam the brakes or not, or if you're going to slide
don't
or whatever,
give me
enough
space.
I'm going to get ahead of you.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I really don't. And then they drive like crazy to get to work, but they stop at a coffee place and get in a line outside. When going inside, you could get your coffee and be on your way, but they'll get in a line of cars and wait an hour for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I had a guy cut me off. He got one vehicle ahead of me just so that he could pull into the coffee place.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Beamer, you're the earliest one in, and I assume you didn't have any problems because it was heading up this way, but it wasn't there by the time you came in.
A very smooth drive in, literally no problems, and not much traffic at 4:05-ish this morning. So no complaints.
Champion you. He's always here. Rain, sleet, locust, doesn't matter. All right, now, what are we talking about today? Will he or won't he? The president now has something to consider. Yes, the conferees have come up with a package for the wall. Now, keep in mind, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this package, the president has been saying, let's build a wall, okay? And he's saying it's a security risk, because it is. So as long as he gets the wall built, that's fine. He was saying Mexico will pay for it. There might be one way where Mexico doesn't even know they're paying for it, but some kind of tariff or charge or something to do with putting it toward the bill for the wall. Now, he's been talking about a little over, we'll just round off, $5 billion, okay? A little over $5 billion, that's for everything. Then there was a question, well, we don't want a cement wall. No, we want a decorator wall. How about something with a little pop art? Maybe Andy Warhol. So he said, no, don't worry. We won't do cement. Maybe we'll do steel. And people are going, oh, steel. Now you're talking. All of a sudden, all the problems with the cement wall vanished. But now they've got something to send to him to see if he'll approve. People don't know. We don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows whether he'll sign it or not. If he doesn't, it's back to the drawing board. And let's see, what is it? Here's what I'm thinking. It's $1.375 billion. Now, if you called a local fence company and said, I'd like to build a fence. I want to protect some property. And they say, what's your budget? You say it's $1.375 billion. The guy who owns the fence company would give you his daughter, his mother, his father, and his puppy if you signed up for that. So I think even though it's not the full five, that's what we should call it, the full five. Instead, it's 1.375. My attitude is do what the Senecas did. When the Senecas were facing a lot of foo-foo opposition about building a casino in downtown Buffalo, you know, all the, everybody's going to go to hell and, you know, people will be dying in the streets. I haven't heard of any of that. Have you? No, of course not. And occasionally, one of the lawsuits would stop the building. They just kept going. They kept going, even though there were things against them. Well, what happened? All of that opposition is drifted away, and they have a beautiful casino. I haven't been there yet, but they have a casino. I'll take the word beautiful out because I haven't seen it. But so they got it. I think the president should take this and then use this as part of the budget to build the wall. And then do a little cleaning, a little budget cleaning. Have your people go line by line over the federal budget. And boy, if you go line by line over the federal budget, you're going to come up with $5 billion extra dollars or $4 billion there. It was so easy you couldn't believe it.
Just take the booze out of Nancy Pelosi's flights and that'll save you money.
That would be good. Yeah, I don't know if it's quite that much, but it'd be close. Yeah, so then you go and pick apart the federal budget and wherever you can borrow, you know, a couple of hundred million here, a couple of hundred million there, and pretty soon you got a pretty nice wall. I think that's what he should do. I don't think... because then he can claim, I promised to build the wall, and I built the wall. Now, they say with what he's got now, it would be, 55 miles? I have the whole article in front of me. But it's a good start. It's a good start. Take this, gather more from the pot of gold that is known as the Federal Treasury, and then take it from there. I think it would be a mistake, and it would be a bad play to hold out and not sign it. I do. I really do. Because I think getting something now, and $1.375 billion is not chump change. It's not everything you wanted, but you very seldom get everything you want. Ask the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And what we need here is a start of the wall where the optics. Okay, look, these are people building the wall. There's the wall. And here's another chance. You can build a nice chunk of property with the wall. And then after it's built, you can parade the numbers of how improved that is as far as illegal immigrants. And then that will shut a lot of people up because those who said the wall doesn't work would have to shut it up. Those who would say it's not effective would have to shut it up. Because if you take what you have now, build a wall that is effective, then it's easier to get more money next time around. Tony, do you agree with that? Should he sign it and why? Should he not sign it and why?
I think he should go ahead and sign it. Like you said, the visual of construction of the wall
that's
be
a winner.
Huge.
Yeah, it's a winner.
Yeah, but of course the mainstream media won't show it.
Well, they probably won't. But there it's up to Trump to make sure that it gets seen somewhere. And if you can do it and put part of that wall up with that money, show that it's effective, show that it's working, add to the $1.375 billion to get to your magic number, and there, voila, you've passed a very important point in your presidency. And there's no talking points about how the Republicans caved or the Democrats showed great strength. It says the man said he was going to build a wall, and he built a wall. End of story. It wasn't clean. It wasn't pretty. But it got done, and that's what counts. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Should the president sign this agreement? It is agreement in principle. Okay? Let us know. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, I think I'm going to do it. I've been thinking about it. I've been rolling it around in my head. I'm very good with numbers. And I figure Rockburger, where Tony went and then I went and just raved about it. It's in, it's on the, let's see, what town is that? Is that Niagara Falls?
Yeah, Niagara Falls.
It is in Niagara Falls. Okay. Wasn't sure exactly where it was. I live about 20 miles from their location. You live less than a mile.
Okay? I can walk there.
You can walk there. So here's what I've decided to do after much consideration. I'd like to buy your house.
Okay.
I'll give you a good price for it because then it'll be easy. I can walk there. I'll maybe lose some weight. It might cost me a little at the beginning when I'm buying the house, a little outlay there. But I think in the long run, how many times I plan to be there, I think that's a good investment.
Let's just switch houses.
Okay, that'll be good. That'll
I'll make
good.
The sacrifice.
Then you'll have to drive 20 miles.
Yeah, and then, yeah. You're right.
Happy birthday to my sister, my actual sister, named Sandra. And she's in Florida. I talked to her last night and wished her a very, very happy birthday. And she's such a delight. She's such a doll. She has a wicked sense of humor, just wicked. And she's fun. And she's a great girl. And so happy birthday to my sister.
And she likes cars.
She does. She does. My other sister doesn't care that much either way about cars. They have a nice car, but she never gets that excited about them. But Sandra knows cars, and the best. All the best to my dear sister, Sandra. Now, let's see what's going on with that agreement in principle. But it's a step forward. You know, it might happen. Washington Post. Key lawmakers late Monday said they had immigration rules and funding for the border barriers, a deal that, if signed by President Trump, would avert another government shutdown set to start on Friday. Okay, so that's it. If he signs it, there will not be a shutdown. Now, we don't know if he's going to sign it or not. White House officials did not have an immediate comment as to the preliminary deal, which would fall short of Trump's demand for funding to build more than 200 miles of wall along with the U.S.-Mexican border. And while congressional negotiators said they were hopeful Trump would sign off on the deal, they said they had not been given assurances. And with the president, you know, you never know. It's like a box of candy. You never know what you get. Thank you, Forrest. What else do we have? The framework would provide $1.375 billion for barriers along the border, including 55 miles of new fencing. Okay, he wanted 200, but he's going to get, if he signs this, 55 miles. And that's 25% approximately of what he wanted right there. There's other ways to get it. So you use that as a good starter, seed money, shall we say. 55 miles of new fencing with certain restrictions on the location, according to people who knew what was going on. Democrats backed away from their demand on tight limits on detention beds that Immigration and Custom Enforcement could use to detain undocumented, otherwise known as illegal, immigrants. Pulling away from that push that led a breakdown in the talks over the weekend. Now, I thought that was dumb. There's 40,000 beds now for ICE. 40,000 people that they can, if they're here illegally, they can put them in those beds. And the Democrats want it cut down to 35. I saw no sense yesterday when we were talking about this to just let people go. Lawbreakers, just let them go. You got them. That's half of the task, and now they want to just let them go. Negotiators have made sturdy negotiations and steady as well, but ran into trouble over the weekend. The White House had largely signaled to Republicans that it would soften its $5.7 billion that they were looking for originally. Instead, discussions bogged down over disagreements about how many undocumented immigrants could be held at one time. And that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The unexpected dispute imperiled talks, spooking negotiators. Have you ever heard that term? Spook is be like you're scared. Like, oh, woo, I'm spooked by that. Wow, it's a spook. Look out, it's a ghost. That's a dumb word to use. And first of all, I looked at the word and I thought it was sparking. But it wasn't. It's spooking. I'm not making that up. If you write for the Washington Post, you should be able to come up with a better word than spooking. Instead, discussions bogged down over disagreements about how many undocumented immigrants could be detained. And I'm glad they bogged down over that. And then they pulled away. The unexpected dispute imperiled talks, spooking negotiators, as they worried that they were running out of time. Yeah, like Friday, right? Democrats signaled earlier that they were more interested in cutting a deal than digging in their heels. And that's good. I'm glad. Because that makes it a lot easier to get this thing done. I'm hoping that the president does sign it. Let's see. Republicans went on the attack Monday over Democrats' demands that we talked about. The provisions would rightly be a total non-starter for the White House. Of course, you don't cut down the number of beds. In fact, if you're being overrun, you add the number of beds. You don't cut it down. The provision rightly is a total non-starter, says McConnell. But Democrats have said that Republicans' descriptions inaccurately characterize their position. They said the White House insisted on excluding people charged or convicted of crimes, even nonviolent drug abusers, would give the White House almost limitless power to do what they want to do as far as numbers are concerned. It's the government deals with ISIS. It's a very important issue. And that's why the beds are so important, said Nita Lowry, who's a prominent Democrat. So there you go. The president wanted 200 miles. He ended up getting like 55 miles. He wanted $5 billion. He's going to end up getting $1.375. I think that you should take that money and run with it and get that construction, get it out to the bids. I understand they're building stuff anyway. So get that thing done, get it running, get the optics down there of the job getting done. I hope he doesn't veto it, because if he vetoes it, it's going to be tough, because I don't think there'll be a lot of Republicans in favor of shutting down the government again. Do you think?
I don't think anybody has a stomach for it.
I don't think you gain much with it, to be honest with you. As I said yesterday, if you're on strike, say you have a private company and you're on strike, the only way you're going to win that strike is by shutting down the company so the company can't do business. There's no way they can do business. Then you got a chance. If they're still doing business while you're on strike, you're going to lose. No, there's no question about it. You're going to lose. All right, let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. Not as well as you are if you're in Florida with the sunshine.
Yes, it is. It's nice. It's about 70 degrees right now in North Florida.
I'm very envious. What's on your mind today, Greg?
I just wanted to say the last time I heard your voice was in 1969, August, when we moved from Buffalo to Florida. I just wanted, you know, you left a positive impression on me, and I just wanted to say thank you very much. You were on WKBW back then.
Oh, yeah, sure. The King Station covered the whole East Coast of America.
I've never called into a radio station, but, you know, I'm sitting down looking at my history, and I says, well, out that you're still on radio. I wanted to let you know that you had, you know, made an impact on my life. And,
thank you. It's really nice to hear that. You know, you never know who's listening or how much they're enjoying or not enjoying your show. So you get feedback like that going back to 1968. I'm very happy. I'm really happy that you expressed it, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. But, hope you're doing well. Hope, you know, I understand you had a issue with cancer, and hope you've beaten that and moved forward with your life.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you, Greg, and I hope the sun shines on you every day. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Have a good one, Sandy.
Okay, bye-bye. See, that's nice, Tony. 1968, and he remembers that. That's very good. I came 69. I came here in 68.
So 1969, yeah, I was five.
Yeah, I hate you. I hate you, and I hate Buzzy even more.
I don't remember 1969.
I'm going to have to get extra hate to throw on
I think I started
you.
Kindergarten.
I know. Your mother was walking you to the bus stop.
And we didn't take a bus. We walked to school, uphill, barefoot,
in the snow, with a book bag that was very heavy.
PS81.
And Beamer wasn't even an embryo yet. He wasn't even an egg. He was nothing.
No, my parents were just a little older than Tony in 1969. So.
Now you can hate him, too. Thank you for bringing a lot of joy in here. Famous Groucho Marx line. Groucho was in an elevator in Minneapolis, and a priest walked in, and he had his collar on and everything, so everybody knew it was a priest. And he says to Groucho Marx, what an honor. I'd like to thank you for all the joy you've brought into this world. And Groucho looks at him and said, and I'd like to thank you for all the joy you've taken out of this world. It's a famous Groucho Marx line, and very, very funny. Let's take a break and return. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Should the president sign the proposal and get on with it, start building that wall? Or should he not? Should he hold out for a better deal? On News Radio 930, WBEN. Let me see. Got a couple of texts here. This one's important, and it has a lot to do with national security. Joe Beamer makes an impact on my life. Hashtag Speedo. Enough said. Joe, that Speedo is as famous as any Speedo has ever been.
You know, Sandy, taking the Speedo out of retirement might have been a bad decision. This summer, you know, if this keto diet goes well, The Speedo might reappear. I mean,
I'm thinking what the president should do is have the wall guarded by people wearing Speedos.
Yes.
Because it would scare off all the illegals. They think, my home country can't be this bad. And they turn and flee. I think that would work.
How about the wall just has a huge picture of me in a Speedo? That'll scare enough people away.
Now, Tony, have you worn your Speedo lately?
No.
Do you have a Speedo?
No, I do not.
And I don't have a Speedo. He's the only one. We got three people working, one Speedo wearer.
I believe the shorts should come down to my knees.
However,
I don't wear a Speedo for a reason. The state of New York has forbidden me by law to wear a Speedo. I'm too manly a man.
I have retired the Speedo. For now.
What do you do with it? Do you just look at it in the drawer?
I actually have it. It's in my underwear drawer, if you'd like to know.
Well, with his friends.
Yeah.
With his friends, the tidy whiteys.
I made a promise. I made a promise that I would retire it, and I made the promise to a very special lady, so I will keep it retired.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When you did retire it, because you wore it and you were famous for it, when you retired for it, did certain boys complain about that? Did they say, where's that Speedo we're used to hugging?
I've had no complaints yet.
The boys didn't complain?
Not yet.
You don't have like a complaint counter?
Not yet. Well, we'll see if I go a full summer without the Speedo where the complaints come in.
I don't know who wrote this. You know, it could be a guy, too, because we don't know it's not signed.
No, I mean, I know, but.
Okay. Let's see. Sandy, the president. If the president takes a lesser amount of money and doesn't fulfill the full amount of humanitarian aid he promised, the mainstream media will have a fit. No, I think that they'll have a fit, no question about it. But what he said was build a wall. This is certainly with 1.375 plus what he can scrounge from other places. It's a good start on the wall. It's 55 miles. Think about 55 miles, okay? That's halfway to Erie, Pennsylvania from Buffalo. Halfway to Erie, Pennsylvania with fence. Add that to the fence that's already there, and that's a good head start. Plus, as I said, he'll be able to showcase that 55 miles and say, see this section? Before this was built, we had X amount of illegals just coming across the border. Now, in the last 6 months, year, whatever, we have this many that we can document crossing the border. So we've really done a good job on 55 more miles, strategically pick those 55 miles. And then you don't stop. You make building the wall a continuous project so that you put it in budgets. If you have money that was promised out or something happened and you no longer need it there, you can switch it over to the wall. I think 55 miles and $1.735 billion is a good start. It's not the whole thing, but you very seldom get the whole thing anyway. I think comparing that with shutting down the government again is not a good idea. If there was no money in the proposal, then I would definitely say pull the trigger on this one. But there is $1.735 billion, and I'd like to see him get it done. 55 miles instead of 200, but that's 25%, whatever. And I think that's pretty good. So onward and upward, get the trucks there, get the TV cameras there, show them building the wall. Employment numbers are going to go up. It's a good start. It's not the whole thing, but it's a good start, and I hope he signs it. Do you hope he signs it, or do you think he's going to be charged with caving? No, when it came down to the nubs, he gave up. He didn't go for the whole thing. No, I think the art of the deal is just that. It's a deal with somebody sitting across the table, and you come up with something that's acceptable. You very seldom get it all, I can tell you that. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.